Hi there, my name is Michael Rice, and thanks for checking out my new podcast, the Bankruptcy Opinions Podcast. This is just going to be a fun little experiment. What I'm going to do is talk about different opinions about bankruptcy coming out from courts around the country, as well as maybe some other topics. I'm primarily a bankruptcy attorney here in the Los Angeles area. So, of course, I'm going to focus on my home district, the Central District of California, the greatest one in the nation, if you ask me. It's definitely a very busy one, a big one. Nothing you hear here is going to be legal advice, of course, even though I'm an attorney. I can't really give you legal advice unless you're my client. I do take on new clients, so I guess this counts as attorney advertising. But if you want to get in touch with me, there'll be some contact information in the show notes on the episodes. And, you know, even if I can't give you legal advice, I'd love to just get in touch with you, figure out what you like about the podcast, what's working, what's not working, and just kind of hear your story. So get in touch with me. I hope you will. But let's get on with the show. Not so fast there, debtor. You might need to put a few days between reopening the case and asking for a discharge in an individual Chapter 11 case. Warning, this is the kind of case that only a civil and bankruptcy procedure nerd would love. It's definitely of interest to really a small percentage of the bankruptcy bar. This is N. Ray Hill out of the Southern District of Florida, Fort Lauderdale Division, case number 13-18344-PDR. In this case, back in 2013, the individual debtor confirmed a Chapter 11 plan. Chapter 11s for individuals are really rare, but they can be very powerful in some cases. Back when I was clerking in Arizona, I had a unique opportunity to see a lot of them. There was a local practitioner there who was very active in individual Chapter 11 real estate cases. Anyway, the debtor in this one got to the end of his payment plan that he had confirmed in his Chapter 11, but he had temporarily closed the bankruptcy case in the meantime. Let me give you the first paragraph from this case to explain how this works. So Judge Russin, I think I'm saying that right, starts the opinion with this. He says, bankruptcy courts have routinely approved the practice in confirmed individual Chapter 11 cases of administratively closing the case while the debtor makes payments under the plan, progressing towards earning a discharge. This practice, approved by the United States trustee, benefits the estate because the debtor need not bear the expense of filing operating reports or paying quarterly U.S. trustee fees. In this case, after having made all plan payments, the debtor seeks to simultaneously reopen the case, have its final report approved, obtain a discharge, and close the case all on the same date. So the U.S. trustee fees in Chapter 11 cases are pretty high, at least $1,600 or so per quarter, but they go up quite a bit depending on how much money you're paying. So it makes a lot of sense to close the case temporarily. What happens is once the case closes, there's usually some language in there that permits the debtor to come in and reopen. The fees go to the United States trustee. The United States trustee is an arm of the Department of Justice that monitors bankruptcy cases. Anyway, Mr. Hill filed a motion to reopen the case and a motion for discharge along with the deadline for objections. These are all part forms from the court. And as I recited from the opinion, it was all simultaneously. That's really the key in this case. The United States trustee said, hold up, the case is still closed, so there is not enough time to file objections to the motion for the discharge. Well, the debtor responded, he said, well, this is the way we've been doing it. Most courts do it this way. And besides, everybody got notice of the motion for discharge and has time to prepare their objections at that hearing. Well, Judge Russin, again, I apologize if I'm saying that wrong, says, sided with the United States trustee. And the way this is going to work now is he said, you have to file the motion to reopen the case, have the hearing on it, have the court order the reopening, Then you can set the file the motion for discharge, setting the 30-day clock for objections. I mean, I guess you could structure it some other way, but long story short, you need to give the creditors enough time to object while the case is open, because if it's closed, it doesn't work. So just hopefully you can see that timing problem. I thought this was a great little procedural case for practitioners leading into the Turkey Day weekend here in the States. By the way, check my blog at michaelricelaw.com. I'm starting to, you know, as I'm digging out these cases, I'm trying to summarize the cases that I see on the dockets like day to day. So I just started that this week. I obviously don't have time to read every single case, so I kind of skim them. So it'd be great if I have enough people that are listening to this and kind of watching the blog to make sure I didn't like miss some kind of nuance or just completely state the case wrong. But I think it's kind of interesting, and I think it serves my goal of trying to bring you all into the conversation in the bankruptcy courts. So look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. All right, so that's a wrap on today's case. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made sense. These things can get pretty complicated, and you know, you could spend a lot of time trying to revise it. So I hope you got it. If you have any questions about it or want to talk to me about it, I would love to hear from you. Just shoot me an email to michael@michaelricelaw.com. You can find links to this show. This should link back to where I do a lot of blogging on the subject and talk about bankruptcy generally. I would love to hear your story. I can't give you legal advice unless you're my client, which, by the way, I am taking new clients. If you want to work with me, I love talking to debtors. I love talking to people who are, you know, just thinking through what you can do, what you're facing, how we can creatively come up with stuff. So I would love to hear from you. Of course, by saying that, I probably just elevated this to attorney advertising, but I hope it doesn't feel like advertising to you. Anyway, get in touch with me. If you like the show, subscribe. It'd be great. I could definitely use more subscribers. And if you want to post a review or some thoughts, that would be great. I should have this available on all the major podcast platforms soon. So look forward to seeing you on the next episode.